We're learning the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Achzar Masakin by Bris Mingla, the father should make a bracha." Achnisa Berisa Shabbos Avinu. So again, the Gemara says that this bracha the father makes. Asher Kishum says, "Gono Achnisa Berisa Shabbos Avinu." The Gemara doesn't talk about what about the Yassim? What about if there's no father? Who should make this bracha? Let's say that the father was nifta while his wife is expecting, the baby is born after the father was nifta, or even if the father was alive and the baby was born, but he was nifta before the bris, before the 8th day. And Rahman al-Salam, you have a mila, a bris mila of Yassim, who makes the bracha of Lachnisa Brisa Shabbam Vino? So the Gemara doesn't talk about this, but the Rishonim talk about it. The Rambam, Per Gimel, Smil, Lach Alef Paskins, that there's no father, we taka don't make this bracha. No one makes the bracha. There is no bracha on Lachnisa Brisa Shabbam Vino. We'll see right the Pshat in the Rambam. The most Pshat in the Rambam is that the Kana was the father should make this bracha. Chazal Masakin this bracha for the father. If there's no father, we don't make this bracha. But the Ravid Chayil, the Ravid says, the Ravid holds the child is still roi for a bracha. Allah needs to be Shabbam Vino. There's no father. Someone should make the bracha. So the Ravid Paskins that the Sandik makes the bracha. The Sandik, the person holding the baby during the Rismina, he should make the bracha. And that's how we pass on the halacha. There are more near days. The Mirish Mem Hei, Sephara passes like the Ravid. That if there's no father, the Sandik makes the bracha. Kivegan Mitshuva Sim Mem Beis was asked the Shaila, Lemaisa, of a mean, there was a mean of Yassim. And the Zayda, the father's father, was there. The Abiyav, he asked that he wanted to make the bracha. He very much was a haggish, and some was nifta. The baby was Yassim. Zainakul, he wanted to make the bracha on Achnisi Bisham Avinu. Lemaisa, Ramo Paskins, that there's no father, the Sandik makes the bracha. So the Poshta Ace would be tell the Zayda to be the Sandik. You be the Sandik, and then you can do like your Moin, you can make the bracha. The Shaila was, the father wanted to be the Moil. Father was, he knew how to do Mila, and he wanted very much to be the Moil, and he didn't know how to be a Moil and a Sandik at the same time. There are some people that know how to be a Moil and a Sandik at the same time. It was looked at Kiveg himself. He knew how to do it. Kivego used to very often be a moil and a son at the same time, but the father did not know. The Zayda wanted to be the moil, so he couldn't be the son. So he wanted to be the moil, and he also wanted to make the bracha of Achnisa Brisa Shabbam Avinu, the place of his son. But the Shaila was, the Ramah doesn't say that, you know. Can we go against the Shulchan Aruch? Can we go against the Ramah? The Ramah says that the son makes the bracha. Can we make an exception over here and let the grandfather make the bracha? It's not so posh. You just don't go against what says in Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Rambam holds Bechal is no bracha by Yassim. The Ramon, the Rabbi Paskin, that the Sanda makes the bracha. So what's the Eitz over here? So the Kiriga says the Mordechai Gates. He says that first you have to understand what's the whole Indian according to the Rabbi that the Sandik is the one that makes this bracha. Who has the Sandik come into the position over here? So Kiriga explains, really, when there's no father, who takes the place of the father? Who's mechuyev to make the mila? So the Gemara says in Kedushin, that chavtes, that if the father doesn't mal the child, then bezin mechuyev memalei. Bezin mechuyev to mal the child. So Zotzer Kiriga, really, mechuyev, bezin should be the one that's mechuyev to make the bracha lachnisi b'yishe shabam vino. And he brings down, the Beis Yosef explains it this way. The Beis Yosef explains, really the chiyuv bracha should be on Bezdin. And the reason why the Ramah says the Sandik makes the bracha is, like the Beis Yosef, the Sandik is the shliach of Bezdin. The Sandik, the one that's holding the baby by the bris, he's like taking care of the bris, he's like the shliach of Bezdin, so he's from Mokum Bezdin. So really the chiyuv bracha is on Bezdin, and the Sandik is making the bracha, and at least we shall have him be new from Mokum Bezdin, as the shliach of Bezdin. Is a man of Zotim Kirega, this will be a Shtukal Eitzah. He said, in this case, that Shtut, I guess, didn't have a Bezdin, and the Mokum Bezdin was the Rav. The Rav, the Morda Asher. So he said, if the Rav, the Morda Asher, would be at this Bismila, then he would be the one Bechuyiv with the Bracha Vachnisai. The only reason the Sandek is making it is really Beshlichus of the Rav. But if the Rav would be by the Mila, then the Rav would be the one Bechuyiv in the Bracha Vachnisai Bavim Vinu. Is a man of Kirega gave him an Eitzah, make sure you're there by the Bris. Tells the Rav, be there by the bris, and go over to the Zayda and tell him to be moitzi you with the bracha b'dishmeikaina. This is the way you keep mechaber the Zayda. Tell him you make the bracha chnisi b'shishavim vino, but be moitzi me because I'm really doing mechuyev in it.
How can he make him a
shliach?
The Rav can make him a
shliach. Appoint him to be instead of the
sandik. Yeah.
Not only that,
anyone can make the bracha.
Everyone's mechuyev in a bracha, really. In tefillin, any bechus mitzvah, that's the Gemara and Hashem, that after she has a mitzvah, you can't be mitzvah someone in bechus mitzvah.
Even if he's not doing anything?
Yes.
But
then Aaron's not in mitzvah. Because it goes in bechus mitzvah also. You're able to make a bracha for somebody.
Right?
Yeah, you have to know why we do it that way, maybe. Because that is not obvious to women, maybe that's why. Because are you talking about women or?
I think always.
If you're able to make your own bracha, you make your own bracha normally, but we're talking about for whatever reason. You've been, like I didn't, you could be made to someone to bracha, but you didn't make aina. So that's what Kivik is eight. And that's the Rav, who, that's the Rav Bidin, then the bracha, he's machiv in the bracha, is the main law. You can be machab the grandfather to be made to him, you didn't make aina.
Why is it saying you can't be machab with the bracha?
The first bracha?
Yeah.
We don't bother with that. We do the way it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says the moil makes that bracha. Mitel.
He says he can't be machab.
Hmm? So Gemara says it's a chishur of Kivega that he's saying this whole halacha, the Ravid and the Ramah says that when there's no father, the tzaddik makes the bracha. The kiri is machadish. That's only if Bezdin is not there, or the rav is not there. But the rav of Bezdin is there. The kiri is machadish. It's not the tzaddik. It's the rav of Bezdin that's mechuyev in the bracha. And then he takes this chiddush and he uses it on a ma'aseh for an eitzah. You could tell the grandfather to be meitzim in the bracha. That's what he mechabedim. So what I didn't understand about this kivega was, and he says himself, this is only an eitzah if the rav will be there by the bris. What I didn't understand was why do you need the rav to tell the grandfather, the Zayda, to be Maitzim in Shemek Kainam. Why don't you just tell the Sandik to tell the Zayda to be Maitzim? He makes it sound like the Rav will not be there, this Eitzim will not work. Even if the Rav is not there, who's Mokhiv the Bracha Vat Nisibat Shavamino? The Sandik makes the Bracha, the way the Ramah says. And the Sandik is doing Midin Shemek Bezin. So let the Sandik tell the Aviyah, you be Maitzim with the Bracha, Midin Shemek Kainam, the same Eitzim, the same Kibbutz. So this kasha was bothering me, and when I wrote my Sefer on Kivega, the Perishim of Kivega, the Achiz Bekev, I had this kasha in my Sefer. When I sent this to my Rebbe, a guy named Shmuel Obach for Haskama, he sent me a Haskama, and at the end of the Haskama, he wrote something on this kasha. Because he liked this kasha, and he wanted to say a chiddush like this. He wanted to say, chiddush of Kivega is that, he wants to say a big chiddush, he wants to say the whole halacha, that again, that you could be mighty someone with bechas mitzvahs midin avos. It's a gemara in Hashanah that bechas of tes. That you might see midin avos. So that's Shmuel Obach. It could be the whole din avos is only in someone who's mamish mechuyev in a mitzvah. Someone's mechuyev in a mitzvah. Koy so I'm even zanah zeh. I'm responsible to help you do your mitzvah. But a shliach mitzvah, there's no avos. To go help a shliach mitzvah do the mitzvah, there's no avos. Is a man that Shmuel wants to say, community vega held that the sandik is only a shliach mitzvah. He's a shliach of Bezdin. The one mechuyev in the mitzvah is Bezdin or the Rav. The sandik is only a shliach of the Rav. So to go be mitzvah the shliach in the bracha, that you can't do. And it's a more like a chiddush what he's saying. Oh, we're gonna get there. The Kirk seems to
all that seems.
The father makes the shliach.
So who should make it? Bezdin should make it in their house?
And the father also only makes it when he's there?
Yeah, that's the problem.
What is to be there?
That if he wants to make the bracha, he has to be there.
Let's
get back to Shmuel Obach's Chiddush. So this whole halacha that you can be made to in a bracha is only a mechiv and it's not a shliach. It's a chiddush halacha. Moshul shmini geya by b'dikas chametz. let's say someone's an elder year, the father, it's hard to do bedikas chametz. He calls the son down. I heard the son's doing bedikas chametz in the house for him. He didn't shlich it. The father's there, so it's his house, so he can make the bracha. But let's say someone's out of town. Someone's in Eretz Yisrael, he calls his friend, you know, I've got to do bedikas chametz, I want to make you a shliach, can you go to my house? Here's the combination, do bedikas chametz to me. And he says, let's say two friends, it's a big house, so he wants the one friend should do upstairs, one friend should do downstairs. You know, the shliach mitzvah, when you go to do bedikas chametz to someone, you make the bechas mitzvah for him. You make the bracha before bedikas chametz. And if you have two people, I would think one of them would make the bracha, but you might see the other one. And then they would split up and each one do different rooms. But according to Shmuel Orbach, you can do that. One shliach, you can't be mitzi the other one in the bechas mitzvah because he's only a shliach mitzvah. The whole halacha, you can be mitzi someone in a bracha, it's only if he's mechliv in the bracha. If you're mechliv in the bracha, I have avos to help you do the mitzvah and make the bracha. What? Why?
Well,
I'm going to the mitzvah.
They both have the mitzvah, they both shluchim, they both gonna do the mitzvah.
Yeah.
But over here, the guy that's making the bracha is not doing nothing. He's only making himself harvest.
That's a chiluk?
It's a big chiluk. Over here, you have to make the bracha. It's a mitzvah, they kind of. He's saying that you can't shach a bracha on some etam chui. You don't have to.
Even though you're doing it, but you're only doing it in shlichas, but you're not mechiv in the bracha, you're only a shliach.
No, you have to make the bracha.
The tzaddik is doing something else. The tzaddik is the one taking care of the bris. I mean, he's been mocking bris and taking care of the bris, holding the baby, he's considered taking care of the bris.
He's thinking that you should only make the bracha being mechiv. You're not making the bracha because you're the bris, or you're being mechiv to the rabbi. You're being mechiv to somebody else, the rabbi is sitting there, and you're giving it to the moil. So the moil is
Shmuel said that there's no arvus on the shliach, not an arvus to him. Nobody else did it, he made the bracha, but all on the father, it's all made the bracha also, he didn't shlichus for the father, for the owner, okay, I don't hear the chiluk of my, so Shmuel said it on Mila, he didn't say it on this case, but I think it's the same thing. Okay, I'll go upon him that's his chiddush. But then Shmuel Bach, he said a second teretz, and he wrote even in brackets practice, this is like maybe a more practical teretz. And maybe if we don't say this chiddush, he said there's a different reason. Maybe Kivega said that the rav has to be there. He said because he's a mistam, the Aviya Av is not such an amaret. He realizes that you're not really giving him the bracha. You're only telling me to be mitzi yenim. To be mitzi yenim in the bracha is nishkan gresa kavod. He wants to make the bracha at least we have him be. He's only saying it to be mitzi someone, and to be mitzi the sandik, he wouldn't be happy with that. But if the rav is there, the rav is shen adam gadol, and he's being mitzi adam gadol, that's already a kavod. You might see the Rav, the Mar Asa, that's something that he would feel mechuvah. But to tell him, listen, you don't get the bracha belongs to the Sandik, and you can make the bracha, so you might see him, that wouldn't make him happy. So it could be that was the reason that Kivega said to say so, that the Rav has to be there. Another kasha I didn't understand on the Hobbit Kivega was, it's mashu from the Hobbit Kivega that this halacha, the Gemara in Kedushin Achav Tes, that if there's no father, Bezin's mechuvah to mal the child, mal the tinuk, is Dafka Bezin. Kivega seems to be going, Dafka Bezin. That's why he says the Rav has to be there. But Lachayra, most Yishem, the older Yishem don't learn that way. Older Yishem learn the Gemara's love Dafka. Older Yishem are mashma that really the father is not doing the Mila, call yourself Chayiv. Everyone's Mokhayiv do the Mila. And the Rambam's Lashon is, the Rambam says this in Pergimel, Smin Alach Aleph. There's a mitzvah on the father first, more than everyone else in Klai Yisrael tomorrow. Mash for the Rambam. The second in line is everyone in Klai Yisrael. It's not special Bezdin. My cousin, Shagi Klughaft, he showed me in the Pesha Mishnayis, the Rambam, and the end of it, but it says it even clearer. The Rambam writes in Pesha Mishnayis, the Kumoi King, Kom Misha Yiris Zeha Adam Matsalim HaYomad Aro, the Yimoi say, anyone that sees an Aro and doesn't mal him, Oiva Mitzvah Sasei Ashi Yimoi say, Kingu Hoi Benoi. You Mokhliva and Mitzvah say, until you mal the child as if he was your own son. And the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Bezdin. He says, Kol Yisrael, it's Mashma really to the Bezdin's love dafka. It's Gansfai, so. There's other writers, there's a Russian Chulin, which I hope we'll get to, and the Hamakna Kedushin says the Beferish. The Hamakna says the Beferish. The Gemara says, Beidina, Bezdin, it's love dafka, it really means Kol Yisrael. We have other rice that also. But our component is ganz place so is mechuyev in the mingla. Then what's the problem at all over here? Why can't the Av say, I'll be the one taking care of the mingla? It's nothing to do with and I'll be the one taking care of the mingla. And I'll make the bracha machnisai. What's the shayla? So, I was thinking that I saw some mechavim. The Hanukkah mechavim. They were going to kivayga sakachelu. Kivayga hold going to the gemara pshutoi that the chiv is on bezdin, not on klai yisrael. Special chiv on bezdin. But I don't think that's MS because the Rambam's is called like not like that. The Maknas doesn't go in that way. And there's many rites not like that. But I think the kivayga is saying something else. I think the kivayga holds that the gemara does say for us, the brisa does say bezdin. Why does the gemara say bezdin if it means klai yisrael? So I think it's Indian, as maybe it was a shtickle tak. Really, maybe the rice, the Gemara has psukim for this. That the first chiv is on the father, the Gemara is a pasuk. The second chiv, the Gemara is on Bezdin, the Gemara is a pasuk. And the Gemara says, the Bezdin doesn't mal the child himself, is mechiv to mal himself when he grows up. The Gemara is a third pasuk for that. The second pasuk that teaches you that Bezdin is mechiv, Lechayrig really goes on Gantz Klai Yisrael, the way the Rambam and all the Yishrenim learn. But it could be the Kiriga held that Midrabanan, Bezdin had a Kadima. And as a get that Zaybi, the Pasha people shouldn't fight over it. Let's have a little say that Rama. Zaybi, I was thinking in Shem Dugma, the second prayer of Yuma, you have the Mishnah, it's in your Paisis. Originally, who gets to do that by the Vesem Mekdash, every Kohen would Pasha fight for it. The Mishnah says it was a case one time, two Kohen were running up the Kevesh, the ramp, to do the Avodah. And one knocked the other one, and he broke his leg. And then he was like, no, we have some little says over here, we're going to make a girl, a form of a girl, and Paisis. To see who gets to do it. The same thing over here. If every time there's a yassam, people will start fighting over who gets the schus to do this bismillah, there won't be any say to them. So Chazal Masakin, that Bezdin is in charge, and Bezdin will choose who does it. Bezdin will take care of the whole thing. And where do we find such takana? I think it's this Breitzer. The Breitzer says the Lashon of Bezdin. So the Rambam is really saying the Ikka Halacha Midereitzer. Midereitzer, the Halacha is really on Kol Yisrael. It says maybe it's in Drabonon that Bezdin has to take care of it. And that's what the Beis Yosef says. But when there's a yassam, if Bezdin is not there, the sandik is the shliach. Whoever is the sandik is the appointed shliach of Bezdin. To have a little say from who makes the bracha. Not everyone could go argue. I want to make the bracha achnisa. As a main, we have to go with this basic halacha that the sandik is the one mechuyev in the bracha. Oh, we're gonna get to that. But we're gonna get to that. The Mishnayim say that the sandik is the appointed. Shliach Bezdin. It's really speaks about this. He says because it's really Rabbeinu Menayach. It's Rabbeinu Menayach that is the kasha. How do you have to? And we're going to talk about Lubush also. But there's the kasha. How do you have two brachas on one mitzvah? And one of the two mitzvahs, at least he should split it up between two different people. And that's really the way Kireg explains this also. According to Beis Yosef. They gave one bracha to the moel, one bracha to the father, to at least split up the bracha. So the main law, when you're having Bezdin in the place of the father, Bezdin made a second shliach on that bracha. They also made a shliach of the moel through the mila, but the sandik is also there taking care of everything. He's holding the baby, so sandik is also shliach of Bezdin, and you want to have two separate people making the bracha. Since it's two brachos on mitzvah, they bring down. Yeah. We're getting a little more into that soon. But Akoponim, this is Kiveg is Eitza, that if the Rav is there, then the Rav is the one Mechuyiv the Bracha Achnisai, and if you want to be Mechabed, this Avi Yav, to make the Bracha, the Eitza is tell him to be Moitzi the Rav. But again, this Eitza is only an Eitza if the Rav, who's Makam Bezdin, is there at the Mila. But the Kiveg says, in case the Rav can't be there for whatever reason, he has to be somewhere else, a different mitzvah. Or he's not well. He couldn't be there. But what's the other eitzah? So the Kiriyah says a different chiddush, a different time why we can mechaber the grandfather that he asked to make the bracha. He says like this. He says the nevush in your day, the Marisa Mache, he asked this kasha that we said before. He's one of the chayim that asked this kasha. Why are there two brachas on mila? We have one bracha of al mila. We have a second bracha of nisik bishav and vino. In fact, the nevush, where do we find anywhere two brachas on one mitzvah? We never find two brachas. What's pshat over here? Punt the Mila sacrifice the mitzvah, but what's up with Mila has two brachas? So I was thinking, it's not really two brachas on one mitzvah. The Al Mila is on the mitzvah. Achnisi Bishab and Vinu is on the Chnasan Abris. It was Chazal Masakin, Abracha Chnasan Abris. And Beremis, we learned 2 weeks ago, the Rush, the end of the Rebbe Lezen Mila, B'Shem Bein Tam, says Beferish something like this. He says that the bracha of Nisa Bishish Avinu is Bechas HaShevach. It's not a Bechas HaMitzvah. It's not on the Mitzvah, it's a Bechas HaShevach on the Achnas on the Bris. And the Rosh wants to say that's one of the reasons why you don't have, doesn't have to be Eibel Nasi Asan. That's why we make the bracha of Nisa after the Mingon. It doesn't have to be Eibel Nasi Asan is only on Bechas HaMitzvah, it's only Bechas HaShevach. There's a Mingon, there's other rites too, but the Nebush obviously didn't learn that way. The Nebush learned that the bracha on Yisrael Avinu is a Bechsa Mitzvah. And then it says that the Lashon bracha of Asher Kishon B'Tzoyis HaTzivonu on Yisrael Avinu sounds like it's a Bechsa Mitzvah. So the Levush learned it's a Bechsa Mitzvah. So he's asking why there are two Bechsa Mitzvahs on one Mitzvah. So the Levush wants to say a Moedig HaChidosh. He says the whole bracha on Yisrael Avinu is not on the Mila. Mila has its own bracha. This bracha goes on all the other Mitzvahs of the Av and Lashon is HaNegroreis Achamila, which come after the Mila. And he quotes the Brayse in Kedushin of Test. The Brayse says the father has five mitzvahs on his son. A father is chayv in his son, number one, to malchim, number two, if he's a bachor, to do pidyon ben. Number three, l'lamdei Torah, he has to teach him Torah. And l'asi isha, he has to marry him off. L'lamdei umdus, he has to teach him a trade. He has to teach him panasa. Famous Mishnah, the end of Kedushin, Rabbi Neroi is Chayuk, and Rabbi Neroi says, Maniach and Yikul Mishavayon, maybe Mangamis Bini Yel Atayr. But if you want to do Rabbi Neroi, you have to do at least one or the other. Either teach your son Tayr, it's a Bible my land and good, or the teach him Panasa. So the Lush is saying a big Kiddush, that this Bracha Chnisa doesn't go on the Mila. On the Mila, it has its own Bracha, it goes on all these other mitzvahs. It goes on Tidin Ben, Lam De Tayr, Lati Isha, it goes on these other mitzvahs. Now, what the Levush does say goes on Pidyon HaBen, but Medusach that's Lav Davka, because Pidyon HaBen also has its own Bechas HaMitzvah. And if the Levush was bothered, well, how can you have two brachas on one mitzvah? It should be Shver also, how can you have two brachas on Pidyon HaBen? So I think that's Lav Davka. And I think what the Levush is really saying over here, and so it's going to be Mashmash to Greg also, that the main brach we're making, Afnisei Bishish HaMavinu, goes on the mitzvah of the Lamdei Torah, and maybe Nasei Isha, and these other mitzvahs, which later on in life, we never make these brachas. We make brachas Torah ourselves every day, but there's no special bracha on teaching a son Torah. So that bracha, at least one time, is said now when you make the bracha. This is Bishah Mavinus. We're going to explain it. I know it sounds very schwer, but we're going to in the Chonlutzach bracha, but we're going to explain it soon. But when a father's making a bris and he's making this bracha, this is Bishah Mavinus. Maybe he should have in zin a little bit on a feeling of bush. He's making a bracha now on the mitzvah to teach a son Torah and on the mitzvah to marry over son. He's other than Yanim.
But why on the night? It'll be the first day
he was born. So then the Kirik explains, he brings down afterwards, he's really bekits, if you see it in Sof, Kirik brings down the famous Eilon Sephraim. He doesn't really say why he's bringing him down, but I think it's very bekits, but I think the Kirik is showing on the Kasha. According to the Nebush, if the whole bracha of Achnisei Bishah Avinu goes on the mitzvah of the Lamdei Torah, it's not going on the Mila. The Nebush said one mitzvah doesn't have two brachas. Mila has its own bracha. This bracha, Achnisei Bishah Avinu, goes on the mitzvah of the Lamdei Torah, so why are you making this bracha now by the Mila when he's 8 days old? No matter what kind of Balkishan the kid is, no one can teach an 8-day-old baby Torah. You're not teaching Torah now, you should wait till he's older, maybe by the upshare in the face when you teach him his first pasuk. If he was making an option, when he says first pasuk, Tzivonon Moshe, Moshe King Yaakov, or the Vayikar, then maybe make this bracha. Why are we making this bracha now? So for that, the Kivik brings down a Merdeka, Eilon Sephraim, from the Klei Yaakov. The Klei Yaakov is safe, Eilon Sephraim. In my Mishin Tzad base, he says the big Yisai, the big Chiddush, which is the Chero Pi Kabbalah, he says the Losh, and the Mila Chitzainis, the Mila of the Eva Mila, he Siba le Mila Pnimius, Ma'on Satlev. It creates also a mila of the Olam Salev in the heart. And you have to do this mila of Olam Salev, clear up the heart from this Olam, to open up his lave to be able to learn Torah. So the Olam Sefarim is saying, Mordek HaChidosh Be'alacha, that mila helps someone learn Torah. Without mila, he can't learn Torah. He's a Besfashtap, but to open up the Chedri Libre to learn Torah, you have to do mila. If you would find Takan an Aruach, someone that's into Mila and somehow he knows how to learn, and you ask the Kasha, how do you know how to learn according to Tisan Sefarim, but Teres is, if he would learn Mila, he'd be much bigger than Chacham. Some people know much more. If you find Rahman someone who's an Einis, a Mesu Echav Machas Mila, someone whose brothers died from Mila and they cannot mal him, so how's he learn Torah later on according to Tisan Sefarim? Kinzain Teretz is a Rashba in Yibam, it's a famous Rashba. The Rashba says that if someone's an Aynas, he's not considered an Aral. He's Mutta B'chumah, he's not considered an Aral. So it could be he doesn't have this problem of Aynas on his life. But the opponent, the Aynas, the famous thing, Mordi Gechidish, that Mingla creates, opens up the heart for Torah. Is a Mingla, I think that's what Kirega means. He doesn't even explain it, but he brings this down right after the Lubosh. I think he's coming to explain why do we make this bracha by the Mingla. Because by the Mingla, you're doing the first step to teach your son Torah. When you do Mingla, you're helping him learn Torah. Then this is the reason to do Mingla is really now two reasons. One reason to do Mingla is because you're mechuyev to my son, the mitzvah Mingla. And now you have a second reason to do Mingla, because you're mechuyev to teach your son Torah. And you can't teach him Torah until you do Mingla. Until you do Mingla, you need Mingla to make cheder libay psukim love and lahaskel Torah, to understand Torah. As Mingla, that's why the bracha is now. Quinton and Lavush, again, it's bechidish. The whole bracha lachnisai goes on the mitzvah to teach his entire. But and then the Kirega brings down Mishnah Dharma. And again, he's very makasi, he doesn't say why, but I think the Seyed Varam is the Kirega is now standing on another kasha. Okay, we explained that bechidish, that the bracha lachnisai goes on the mitzvah of teaching him Torah. It doesn't go on the Mingla, it goes on the mitzvah of teaching him Torah. We explain why you're making it now, because you're doing now a maisa to help him learn Torah later on. But it's still shved the nusach of the bracha. Why is the nusach of the bracha nachnisei v'bishu shavim avinu? The nusach of the bracha should be yeshek yishon zezmanu la'lamed es b'ni Torah or something. It should be to teach my son Torah. Why is the nusach v'bishu shavim avinu? V'bishu shavim avinu l'chor has nothing to do with Torah. And the psukim that we were learning in Pashas Lechacha, the whole Indian of v'bishu shavim avinu l'chor is just mila. It's just mila. And the haftach stavish the gate. So that's the Kivega being zam of the Mishnah Adarim. The Mishnah Adarim says, G'dayinu Mingla, the Mishnah talks about how big Mingla is, Shamolehi, if not for Mingla, like Baruch HaShbaruch HaSalomi, the Eveshav now created the whole world. Shenema, the Mishnah being zam, Pasuk in Yemiya, Koyama Hashem, and my Brisi, if not for my Bris, Yem V'layin L'chuk HaShemayim V'Aretz L'Samti, I wouldn't have created day and night, Shemayim V'Aretz, nothing would be here. It's all because of the Bris. Now, what does bris mean? So the Mishnah says that bris means mingla. Bris is referring to bishu shavim avinu. But the Gemara says that it's lav dafka mingla, it refers to Torah also. The Gemara says it goes on Torah also, that among a Torah in the sky of Mishnah Barak. If not for Torah, there would be no belt. And it's the same pasuk, in like bris yim v'layinga, chushu mayim barak samti. So the Kriyaka says, you see from this pasuk, Gemara zeh chiddush, that the bishu shavim avinu wasn't only mingla. The bishu shavim avinu was mingla and Torah. It was two things. It was Mingla and Torah, because the word Bisi in this Pasuk in Yemi refers to Bisi Shavim Avinu, the way the Mishnah says it's referring to Mila. And the Gemara says, it's Mingla and Torah. It's a Mingla, you see, the Bris of Avim Avinu was two things. Was Mingla and Torah. Where do you see it in the Pesukim? We were speaking about this last time. It could be we see it in the words of Sachafana Be'yeh Samim, which starts off in the beginning of the Pesukim, which is a Chayat. And also part of the bris is liyeh l'chala l'kim. To be for you for Nebishter, could be to be for you for Nebishter. That's really the tach of the Rebbeinu Shalom to us. Okay, but the l'chere then includes tamatek, negakumam. And liyeh l'chala l'kim could be works both ways. You can't have Nebishter be for us and Nebishter unless we learn his Torah. But Al-Kaponim, the Kivega says, that's the Gemara Nadarim. The Gemara Nadarim says that this Pasuk, Gimla Grisi, Yem Vilayin Lechul Shemayim Vrasa Samti, refers to Mingla and Tayer. And Grisi goes on Bisi Shavarim. And Mingla, again, the Kivega just brings it down, it's a little cats of war, but I think he's for entering this Kasha also. According to the Lavush, that the whole Bracha of Lachnisi Bisi Shavarim goes on the midst of the teacher's and Tayer. So why is the Nusach of the Bracha of Lachnisi Bisi Shavarim? The Teretz is, part of Lachnisi Bisi Shavarim is Tayer also. But Al-Kaponim, from according to all this, that the mitzvah, that the bracha of Achdisi Bishav Avinu doesn't really go on Mila. Because Mila has its own bracha, and there's no two, and we don't have, according to the Mishnah, two brachas on a mitzvah. The bracha goes on the mitzvah of Lamed Es B'nai Torah. And also in the Mishnah's lashon is Hanegroris Acha Mila. What does that mean? What does the Mishnah mean that the other mitzvahs on Negroris come after Mila? So I think he means this Eilat Sefarim also, because the Mila is what helps you in Torah. So the Ikka Baruch of Nisa Bishavinu goes on the Mitzvah Namis B'nai Torah. Is the Mila, after Kivega, is according to this, you could say, Davia Ab is Taka, the one that should make this Baruch. Because the Moses of Gedushin, the Aflaman of Aleph, that the Chiyav of a father that teaches on Torah is Lav Lachka Father. It goes on a grandfather also. It goes on Avia Ab also. The Gemara, right after, right? The Gemara has a Joshua. So the main of Kirgis is between the Gemara and the Gechidish. that this whole raya in the Ramah that says by Yosem where there's no father, that so Bezin's Machleis Minga and the Sandik makes the bracha and Atnis Visham and Vinu, that doesn't mean that there's just no father. It means that the father's not there and the grandfather's also not there. Because if the grandfather would be there, he'd be the one to make the bracha and his Visham and Vinu. Because really the bracha goes on in the midst of the Lamdei Torah with the Sol Cheshbon, and is a man of the Kriga Paskin in this case where the grandfather was there and he wasn't the Sandik, he gets the bracha. He's the first one to get the bracha and he can make the bracha and his Visham and Vinu the way he wanted to.
Even if he says it's not a Torah, it's all also because he's included in the mikvah. Otherwise, it doesn't sit wrong.
So that's what we're explaining. That's what brought the Mishnah Adar. That in Le Bisi, the Bisi Shah Vinu goes on being an entire.
It's still not a wrong.
No, Bisi, we want that.
It's not a Torah, but if it's not even a father to do the mikvah,
then it's not a Torah.
Mina has its own bracha. You don't need a second bracha. This whole bracha is on a whole separate mitzvah. And I'm the third. He never had it in mind, but all you listen, but we should have in mind this lavush. At least according to lavush. The Gemara in Shabbos, Atufan Zanam Beis, according to the old Gesser, before the Bachas Magid, but the Al Gesser is after the Moel makes his bracha and the father makes his bracha. The Gemara says, "Ha'im dim sham." Everyone else standing there, "Ha'im dim k'shem shnechas the brisk." Kach yikanes v'tayim l'sot ma'isim tayim. Same way, we went to the brisk meeting, you should go right to bracha pasha. You should go to tayim l'sot ma'isim tayim. The Bach changes the gears to alpi the teksef and the yishami and the Rambam also. The Rambam says the nusach should be k'shem shechnas ding a brisk. Kach tachnis ding a tayim l'sot ma'isim tayim. The Gnusach is, you're talking to the father. The same way you brought him to Bris Mila, you should bring him into Torah Chut Meisim Tovim. We take to do the original gifts in the Gemara, that's the way it's now Siddurim. Kshem Shenichnas Bris, so we're talking to the child, we're giving the bracha directly to the child. The child should be Kshem Shenichnas Bris, Kshem Shenichnas Torah Chut Meisim Tovim. But the Rambam's gifts, which is the Yishami and Tisefta, their gifts is it's a bracha to the father, that he should be Machnasen. I was thinking the Rambam's gifts is the Moshen Rebracha. What do you lose by giving a bracha to the father also? You're giving the child the bracha also, he should reach Torah Chut Meisim Tovim, but you're saying it should be through the father. Why do we leave the father out of the bracha? Why do we go back to the old gift? What's so terrible? What was Shatman to give a bracha, a bracha to the father also? The issue matters in Torah Chut Meisim Tovim. So I saw in Sefer Bris from Fertinsky, Sefer Navracha, and some Reish Samachais of Kanachafei, he wants to say that the reason why for our nusach and the original nusach in the Bavli is because in case of Mingel B'Yosem, by Mingel B'Yosem you wouldn't say Kshem Shechnasta. There's no father that talks over there, so by Mingel B'Yosem you'd want to say talk straight to the baby Kshem Shechnas Abris. Therefore, we didn't want to make a chiluk. we didn't want to make a chiluk between Leiplug and the nusach. I was thinking maybe another reason is if you give the bracha to the father, then Rachmanas Son, the father dies young, when the child is still young, before he got a chance to teach him Torah, then the child remains with no bracha. Because the whole bracha was the father should teach you. If the father taka dies young, and he doesn't marry him off his child, then the child is left with no bracha. This way, you get the bracha direct to the child, so whether either it will be through the father, or won't be through the father, but one way or the other, he should learn Torah, he should reach chuppah, ma'isim tayvim. And mistam every father feels, the main thing is make sure the child is protected, make sure the child has his bracha, and follows them about on getting their bracha. The Brisk earlier says a Madaik in the Gemara and the Rambam that says for Oim Dim Sham, the one standing there, that by a Brisk Mili Mukhiv to stand. The Mokka would be this Gemara because the Gemara says Oim Dim Sham. That you should not be when by Peshas Brisk Mili could be a full base medrash, you should not be sitting, you should make sure to stand. There's a question of Brisk Mili Madaik over here. Yes, go.